This is a Fox News Alert. I'm Joe Chiaro. Trying to avert chaos, the Federal Reserve and Treasury working to reassure customers of the collapsed Silicon Valley Bank, saying all depositors will get their money. And the Fed says it will make available additional funding to eligible banks to help assure they can meet depositors' needs. They say depositors of Signature Bank, which failed today, will also be protected. An official says the steps were taken to stabilize the financial system and protect depositors. Earlier, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen with assurances.
What I do want to do is emphasize that the American banking system is really safe and well capitalized. It's resilient.
Yellen on CBS's Face the Nation. Drivers paying a bit more at the pump over the last 3 weeks. Oil industry analyst Troby Lundberg is the publisher of the Lundberg Survey.
Gasoline prices headed back up, in this case just 2 pennies per gallon over the past 3 weeks. And the new average price for regular grade is $3.53.
Prices since mid-December have risen 27 cents a gallon. The FAA says it's still reviewing a slew of recent close calls by U.S. airlines. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy on ABC's This Week.
We are still the safest aviation system in the world. There are clearly risks that we need to evaluate, and this is why the NTSB is investigating several incidents so it doesn't become something more catastrophic.
Homendy says the NTSB will also be looking at more recommendations for safer rail transport. The 68-team bracket for the 2023 NCAA men's basketball tournament is being revealed. March Madness Selection Committee has named Alabama as the overall number one seed. The play-in games are on Tuesday and Wednesday in Dayton, Ohio, the first round tipping off on Thursday. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The budget talks in the nation's capital are underway. Fox's Ryan Schmelz reports.
With President Biden's budget proposal now released, South Dakota Republican Congressman Dusty Johnson says the $6.8 trillion in proposed spending is way too much and won't have a positive impact on the nation's debt.
In the next 10 years, our country will pay more in interest expense than we've paid since 1940.
Johnson tells us on the Fox News Radio From Washington podcast, discussions are starting between House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and different wings of the Republican Party to release a budget. The president and Speaker McCarthy are planning on meeting at some point to discuss the budget. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Thousands of people in Greece protested against safety deficiencies in the country's railway network nearly 2 weeks after 57 people were killed in Greece's deadliest train crash. They're also demanding punishment for those responsible. While one war in Europe is featured on the news, European battlefields would be prominent at the Oscars tonight, with All Quiet on the Western Front tipped to win big, one of its writers making a connection.
It's a stark assessment.
I think what it tells us is not much has changed.
Screenwriter Leslie Patterson's 16-year mission to tell the story of the First World War has given her a unique perspective, with Europe a war zone once more. The 42-year-old Scot used prize money from triathlons to fund her dream. Now she's made her name, Patterson told us how she'd approach a movie about the war in Ukraine, from, she says, an everyman perspective.
to try and understand better the cultures, the information that we're fed, how we're controlled. There's more similarities and differences.
All Quiet has 9 nominations at the Academy Awards. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.